going to be speaking it out later, so I won't read it out just now, but there it is for you to look at. And I also think it's great to be able to return to simplicity. And so at its simplest level, this message today is just come to me, Jesus says, and go. And that's what I want us to get hold of today, so that it becomes like part of us, a natural thing, like breathing in and out and coming and going. It's very much a part of creation, isn't it, coming and going? You think about the tides ebbing and flowing and the rhythms of life and seasons moving in and out of the places where we live. So Isaiah 55. And if you look at the different headings in the different translations, the different versions of the Bible, they've got different headings for this, and the things like the compassion of Jesus or mercy of Jesus. But the one I like best is an invitation for all. That's one of the headings. So this is an invitation for all to come close to God. I don't know if you've had a special invitation ever. Probably had lots, haven't you? And it's really exciting sometimes to get an invitation, maybe to somebody's wedding, and you just really want to go and join their happy day. We had an invitation a few months ago, and it was a cousin getting married in Italy. And so we got this great big pack arrived, and it transpired that it was going to be about 5 days long, with I don't know how many meals and hotels to pay for. But it was, we couldn't go because it was going to cost us thousands, literally. But this invitation that Jesus gives is free, and it's probably the most exciting invitation that we will have. We've all got a bit missing in us, haven't we? We're all incomplete without God, and we're made for communion with him. We have this inbuilt thirst or hunger, and he calls us to come. So at first we hear the invitation, come and receive Jesus into our lives. And it may be that some people here haven't actually responded to that invitation ever before. And this is a good day to do it if you haven't. Respond to his invitation. But he also wants us to keep coming to him. And how do we do this continually? That's what we're going to think about and just experience, I hope, today. So what's it about? It's about where we're looking and where we're moving to. How do we come? It's about who we're looking at and where we're moving to. And in any moment, we can come to God in worship. We've been worshiping this morning, haven't we? And it says in the Bible about going through the gates of thanksgiving and praise to meet with God. So we come to him as we acknowledge in our hearts and mind who he is. And the written word tells us who he is. Creation tells us. Our intuition tells us, something inside us. And we make that response, yes, you're God. So any moment we can turn our faces towards him and say, I'll look at you and I'll look to you for life and not the world. So part of our worship is to do what these verses say. Come, drink, eat. Come and receive, in other words. We're receiving what we need to live, what we need for life, and we're receiving what is good. He says, come and listen. Relationships are about communication, and he wants us to hear what he's saying to us. He's always speaking, but we have to focus or incline our ears, it says, to hear and understand. And maybe sometimes we've got to stop to do that and tune out the sounds of the world around us. Jez was talking this morning about the clock behind him. We just changed the clock and he was hearing a constant tick. And I must tune it out because I'd never hear it. We've now got a silent clock, but we can tune out the sounds of the world and focus on his voice. He says, come and see who I am. And we can only see him if we turn towards him, if we open our spiritual eyes, fix our eyes on Jesus. It has to be the object of our gaze. We're unlikely to see him if he's just in the periphery somewhere and we're looking at something else. He says, come and seek. And that requires a bit of prolonged looking, doesn't it? A bit of patience and concentration. And it requires being intentional about it, looking with purpose. And then he says, turn from and come to me. We can't listen and seek and think his thoughts if we're turning and focused on something else. Focus is about giving all your attention. So just to think, what do we need to drop or turn away from to focus on Jesus today? The fishermen dropped their nets, didn't they, and followed Jesus. What's the focus of your life, of my life? Is it success, money, survival? It says, why focus or spend money on what does not satisfy? Instead, come to the one who satisfies all our needs and desires. It also says, seek first his kingdom and all other things will be given to us anyway. So what do we need to drop? What thoughts do we need to let go of to focus on Jesus and his thoughts? He says also, call on me to come. This adds another dimension. If we come to him, that's great. If we call on him to come as well, the result is potentially amazing. I love the thought of him calling us to come and move close. And when we're calling, he does. Anyone who draws near to me, I will draw near him. And you get this picture of running towards each other. And the faster we run towards each other, the greater explosion of love, peace and joy. Thinking of the prodigal son coming home and the father running out to meet him. There's great power released and a great deal of kingdom business done. We come and there's a special point of meeting full of love, peace, joy. So maybe it's a time for us to be a time of greater and deeper intimacy, to go further into him, into that place that he will reveal, where he will speak, uncover secrets. He will heal, love and drive out fear. And we'll be transformed and empowered to go further because of coming close to him, to do more and carry more of his glory. We've been singing about glory this morning and his presence as we turn our faces out to the world. So it's a coming first. And what I'd like to do now is, take this passage and speak some of the words that Jesus says and unpack them a bit with what I think he's saying. And we've put it to music. I've put it to music. So you can either close your eyes and just listen to what he's saying or look at the pictures. There's some pictures hopefully going to come up. So it's a meditation really, just to soak in these words. Okay, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Technology for us, it's gone wrong already. Come, that means moving towards me, turning your heart and mind towards me. Come and eat. Come and drink. All I give you is good. Drink of my abundance. Find my grace sufficient for every need. Taste of my lavish provision. Enjoy my beauty and riches. Drink deeply. Take me into your being. Keep drinking. Keep hungering. Keep thirsting and you'll be filled. The banqueting room is full of splendour, wonder and beauty. The place created by Father to come and join him. The banqueting house is a house of wine, a place of celebration and abundance, with his love filling every place. It's free, just accept. An abundance of joy, peace, love and provision. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, streams of living water will flow from within him. Life is about living in the reality of my presence, continually drinking in my love and grace. Find yourself now the object of all my goodness, love, joy. Understand and appreciate how much you're valued. Come to the banquet. Come and receive grace for every need, every situation and circumstance. taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see me in every situation first. Then, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, as you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come, eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. I have spoken so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full. Although weeping may last for a night, joy comes in the morning. As you come, everlasting joy shall be on your heads, and you will obtain gladness and joy. With joy you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Joy comes with celebration of life at the banqueting table. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Come and receive my love. Recognize that your experiences of me are only the beginning. This is not all there is. There is more. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor mind can conceive what God has prepared for those who love me. Come and know me. Hear me say, I love you. In my faithful love, I've made an everlasting covenant with you. Be filled with peace. Turn every situation into my hands. Allow Holy Spirit to bring my fullness. I will never leave you or forsake you. And hope, be filled to overflowing with hope for yourself and the world. Come and seek. Seek me and my face. Reach beyond where you've been before. Come deeper. Come in hope. You're sure to find me. Come in faith. Come deeper beyond logical or rational thought and reach out for something you never heard or seen or touched before. Lay aside what you've believed or taken for granted. Expect surprises as you gaze upon my beauty. Come and find out the new things about me that I want you to know. The key to where you want and need to be and where you need to go is intimacy. Come and think with me, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. There is more. You think you know me, think again. Your theology at best falls short of who I really am. You say you want the new, but you think old. You say you want the new, but you want it to fit in with the old. You ask, where does it fit? But it doesn't. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing in your life and in the world. Let the truth that I am good infiltrate your mind. Let that thought override confusion, bitterness, fear, self-pity. Be transformed as I renew your mind. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. Set your minds on things above, not earthly things. Destroy speculations and take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Don't entertain bad thoughts. Take responsibility for them and for the mindset you now have. Develop kingdom thinking as you surrender to me. Let intuition and creativity be stimulated by the Holy Spirit. Let your mind become a fertile garden of wisdom, insight, knowledge, revelation, to take you deeper into the things of heaven. Come and listen. Tune out the sounds of earth, sounds of distraction and busyness. Tune into my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Listen to the sounds of heaven. There is power in the sound and the effect it has on your heart. There is a new sound coming. Can you hear it? Come and rest. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. You will find rest for your souls. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live free and lightly. Come, follow me. Arise, wake up and come. Do not settle. Keep moving closer. Keep coming to me. Come out of the old into the new. Come on an adventure. Keep moving. Come deeper and further into me. The key to where you want and need to go is intimacy. So I'm going to do something similar for the going bit in a minute or two, but just there's a bit in the middle of Isaiah as it tells us to come, and then there's a going bit at the end of that chapter. But in the middle, there's a passage, and there are two ideas I wanted to get hold of. And both of them can happen as we come to God, and both of these things help us to go. And it says about my thoughts are not your thoughts. We've mentioned that already. And this is the verse that I felt God take me into. I, as I said, I came through these levels of books, rigidly filed, and they sort of represented what I think and what I know and how I categorise and sort out my view of the world. And above that was clouds and movement and flowing water, representing his living water, which is free-flowing and full of life and movement. And I found that as we've come closer to Jesus, he reveals his thoughts on me, the world, on situations, what he's doing and what he wants to do. And doesn't he think so differently from us sometimes, beyond our expectations, things we haven't thought of, different ways of doing things? He seems to have different ways of doing things every time. He's really creative. So as we come close, we start to have more of the mind of Christ. And have you found that we need to unlearn things sometimes? We've learnt things that aren't good and we've got to unlearn them. Our thoughts, our mindsets, our worldviews are often wrong. They're inadequate. They don't match up to what God thinks. They're too narrow. Or they're old, they're okay for before, but not for now. And sometimes just negative, and we can be stuck in them. So we might have wrong views of God. We may have made God in our own image. We may have a limited picture of who he is. We maybe think we've got it sewn up who we think God is. But it's almost certainly wrong, because there's probably almost certainly more. Ask him to show us more of him, all those things that we haven't grasped yet. And we may have to unlearn our ideas about ministry or church. They can be quite fixed. We may have to embrace diversity or go from a narrower approach to a wider one. And the vice versa is possible as well. What about our interpretation of the word? Maybe we thought we had a handle on what the word meant, and maybe there is more or a different interpretation or a wider interpretation. And it's always good to look at the word with the Holy Spirit, and it is a plumb line for our lives. So with regard to thinking, we exchange faulty thoughts with his thoughts, or lies for truth. And that's a good thing to do as well. Continually ask, am I seeing this in the right way? There's also more than we think, like I said. Let's reach out for that more. we might have to seek, go belong beyond logical or rational thinking and reach out for something you've never heard or seen or touched before. We all tend to think we know it because of our scientific rational thinking. John was talking about that last week. And also the new thing that God's doing. He's a God of change and everything is fresh. Living water's not stale, it's fresh. It's moving, not stagnant. So God's ways are so different from ours. His kingdom is often called an upside-down kingdom. Are we prepared for him to turn our thoughts, our thinking, on its head? I think he's looking for people who are prepared to be radically changed with a new mindset, new outlook. It's not business as usual. Are we willing for him to turn our thoughts, our expectations, our desires, routines, habits upside down with his radical strategies, angles, and perceptions? So that was the bit about thinking. Just one more word about the word. And in Isaiah, it says, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So the key thing for me there is the word that goes out from his mouth. If you were at the prayer meeting last week, I sort of half described how I'd had a vision of Jesus as the Lion of Judah recently. And so I had this picture, and I don't know if you could get that on the general PowerPoint up. There's one of a lion. And basically, I saw this picture of Jesus, and out from his mouth were coming what you could describe as sort of sound rays or colours coming out of his mouth in all directions. And that's what I saw. And I understood that this was his word, his power, his thoughts. It was his voice coming out from him. And what I knew I had to do was to turn full on. That's the one. That's my best description of how it looked like, but it's not it. The one you had. No, the other one. That's it. And what I knew I had to do was to turn towards him and allow that word to penetrate me, to be absorbed in it and to take it on board. And then turn around and communicate that to the world, what he was saying. So this is what I experienced and what I've started to do in some ways. The word that coming out is an expression of everything he is, with purposes, desires, what he's done, what he will do, what he's doing and what he's saying. It's full of power and passion and fire and gentleness. And it says in scripture, doesn't it, that his voice is like many waters. That next one was a sort of description of his voice going over the waters. And I like the many waters idea. Sometimes it's very rushing and powerful and forceful. And sometimes his voice is like a little brook. So that experience was a picture of how I feel. I need to face the Lion of Judah and his word to let me be changed and to get hold of the world and face outwards and follow it and take hold of it and run with it and sometimes partner with him to release it. I've been doing lots of prayer walking and doing that, just prayer walking around our estate and reading the word, and there's different words every day and just releasing them over the different houses, over people. Asking questions all the time. What do you want to do in this situation? Trying to get hold of his word that's coming. He's speaking to us and the world to get hold of it and to speak it out or act. And in this season two, I'm talking about coming and going. I've had a special, I've specially concentrated on coming and going every day. Coming into his presence, I've tried and set aside 3 or 4 slots to come to him. And in other words, to be reloaded or refueled by his all the things that he is giving us and I've been talking about already, and then going out. And some of us are really good at coming to God in worship, but don't do much going out. And some of the opposite, we're busy working in the world, but we don't go deep enough with him. So that's what I really wanted to communicate today. And we're just going to finish with the going bit. It's shorter. So if you want to shut your eyes again and or look at the pictures. And we'll finish with this. Great. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Go without fear, I'm always with you. Go out and be led forwards by me. Go full and overflowing with all the things I have given you. Fullness of joy, be overflowing with hope and love. It has been poured into you. Freely you have received, now freely give. Go with all that you have received, wisdom, love, joy, knowledge, and understanding. Know that I am sending you. All authority in heaven and on earth is mine. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Go with me, walk with me, talk to me as we go. Bring all you see into our conversation. See where I am leading you. See the people we meet. All those around as we walk together. Be ready to be my hands and voice. See potential. See who people are in me. Go in step with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going where the Father's going. Go with my word and my words. Let your tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Let my word be in you. See where my word is going and align it with it. Ask the question, what am I doing? Ask the question, how can I join in what you're doing? Go out. There is so much more than we could ever imagine. New thinking, new words. Go out into the world. This might mean going through a door. There's often a stepping out of the comfort zone, a stepping into something new and unfamiliar, a breaking with old habits, a new way of acting and thinking. There may be doors, new doors to go through as you go out from the place of worship and intimacy. Move out. The unknown is exciting and full of adventure with me. Take a risk. Go and pray in the opposite spirit as you go. For all the negative thoughts that rise up, that move you away from the place of resting in me, come against them with an opposite kingdom thought. I will renew your thinking into a place of fulfillment and abundance. For all the negative things you encounter and see, there is a kingdom prayer to pray, a word to speak out, or an action to complete. Ask me what I want to do in that situation. Go towards me, where I'm moving. Where you hear the sound coming from, where you see the grass move, see where I'm moving and go there. For such a time as this, don't stay in your rut. You may have to choose something that defies all that you've known. Go into the place where the new thing is. I'm looking into that space and not at the old. You can't look in two opposite directions at once. You might need to turn round. Go to the people on my heart, the people who are hurting, captive, lonely, people on the edges. Go right to the edges to reach them. And go together as an army. Just as you come together in worship, go out in prayer together. Move together into the land which I've given you. As you go, be real and authentic. Go in humility, filled with hope, and let zeal and enthusiasm arise in you. If you're tempted to stay, then love remains incomplete, and you remain incomplete as there are works created for you to do with me. Unique ways in which I can touch the world through you, because of the uniqueness of who you are. As you go, you will see me going before and working behind you, preparing a way for you to go and nurturing the seeds you've planted. There will be transformation of lives and places as we go together. Amen. I think we're going to close with a song.
Coming and going, living the Jesus way. Made me think of the song, Living Under the Shadow of Your Wing, we find security in our coming and in our going. If we're under that wing, then we're in a safe place. Hallelujah.